Oh, that was great. That was great. Chris put that together. Who else, right? Good job on that, Chris. We really appreciate getting a look at our moms, many of our moms. I know that many of you emailed those photos in, and some of them Chris had to rob off of your Facebook, and you might have said, I didn't send one of those in. Well, he got it. He got it nonetheless. Well, we're going to talk about thanking our moms. Happy Mother's Day again, by the way. And I came across something that appeared in the newspaper, actually is an Ann Landers column several years ago that was printed in newspapers all over the country. And I thought I'd read it to you. It says, Dear Mom, I wish I could spend Mother's Day with you, but I can't. So I'm writing a letter and hope you will read it in Ann Landers' column. Mom, I love you so much. There are so many things that I didn't understand when I was young, but I understand them now. I didn't have any idea how hard you worked and the burdens you carried until I traveled that road myself. I didn't know how rough it was when you were having trouble with Dad and us kids, but I know now. I didn't realize how lonely you were until I was lonely. I didn't realize how hurt you were until I was hurt the same way by my own children. I didn't know how many times I could have made you happy by just saying, I love you, Mom. But I know now because those are the words I long to hear from my kids. Whoever said, life is the greatest teacher of all, knew what he was talking about. When I was growing up, we had more than our share of battles. I remember how I thought, you were too hard on me because you insisted that I keep my room neat, turn off the TV, do my homework, hang up my clothes, do chores around the house, and write thank you notes right away. You made me do a lot of things I didn't want to do. You said it was good for my character. I couldn't see the connection. I thought you were crazy. But now I have kids of my own, and I understand a lot better. I am grateful that you didn't let me wear you down. Remembering your strength gives me the strength to stand up to my own kids when they try to con me the way I tried to con you. It seems like I found time for everything and everyone but you, Mom. It would have been easy to drop in for a cup of tea and a hug, but my friends came first. Would any of them have done for me what you did? I doubt it. I remember the times you called on the phone and I was in a hurry to get off. It makes me ashamed. I remember, too, the times I could have included you when my little family had outings, but I didn't. It took me all my life to learn what a mother is. I guess it's impossible to know until you become a mother yourself. Believe me, I know now how rough you had it and how terrific you are. Millions of people are going to read this column today, and they will see themselves. They will feel uneasy, and that's okay if they learn from it. Time has a sneaky way of slipping away. We become so involved in getting from one day to the next that before we know it, the tomorrows are yesterdays. I hope this letter gives you an idea of how much I admire and respect you, Mom. You really are the greatest. Not bad, huh? Of course, wouldn't it be great to be able to do that sooner rather than later? Well, that's what we're going to talk about here for the next few minutes. If you have your outline, you might want to take some notes. We're going to talk about two reasons to show undying thanks, to Mom. Undying love, too, is a good idea. But we're talking about thanking Mom and really appreciating her for all the great things that she has done for us. The first great reason is Mom gave you life. Mom gave you life. Somehow, God has granted a capacity to Mom that baffles our very best technology. The ability, with Dad's help, to bring a unique human being into existence. This new person grows within her from a tiny embryo with its own DNA, blood type, its own brain activity, its own heart and lungs and fingerprints, sex organs, all developing unseen until around 9 months later, he or she is finally ready to come out into the light and celebrate a birthday. This is one thing that no man can do. In fact, the first man admitted this freely. Genesis 3:20. Adam, the first man, says he named his wife Eve because she would become the mother of all the living. The mother of all the living. Actually, the Hebrew name Eve is Heva in Hebrew. And that word means life giver. Life giver. Other than God himself, that title applies to no one but Mom. She's a life giver. If Mom never did anything else for you, how can you ever thank her enough for giving you life? No amount of money or technology or talent or fame or genius or anything else could do for you what she did. If you had been born to any other woman, you wouldn't be you. You wouldn't exist because it wouldn't really be you. It would be somebody else. Mom gave you your uniqueness, your individuality, the body and the soul that you call you, that makes you you. You are literally nothing without her. She carried you for 9 months within her. Today, some radical feminists speak of pregnancy as if it were a disease, a restriction on a woman's autonomy, and therefore a threat to her freedom from male domination. Thus, she must at all costs insist upon the choice to either keep that child or destroy that child. And in that, life is stripped of its value. It's no longer a child. It's a choice. It's no longer a life, but a blob of tissue. It's not a person, but only a potential person. If you were born in this country since 1973, Mom chose life for you. When she had, quote unquote, the legal option to end your life, thank God that she chose life. And as any woman who's ever given birth can tell you, that's no small task. Right? Right on cue, Xander. There you go. Yeah, we practiced that. We worked on that. For some of us, mom is no longer with us. For others, maybe the relationship is strained or even non-existent. You know, even if that's the case, there's still at least one thing that you can be eternally grateful to mom for, and that is your very existence. For this and other reasons, the Bible and Jesus himself stress the bedrock principle that's enshrined in the fifth commandment that says, honor your father and your mother. Exodus 20, verse 12. Honor your father and mother. That's a bedrock principle command for all Christ followers. How do you do that? How do you honor mom? Well, let me tell you. You show her respect and love no matter what. You might disagree with her, but you always, always have to respect her and love her. Another thing, give mom your best. That means the best seat when she comes over to your house, the best piece of cake, the best steak, the best of your time, the best of yourself, because she deserves it. And then a couple tips for dad. Dad, model love and respect to your kids for their mom and your mom and grandma, all the moms that are in your life. They need to see it. They need to see it in you modeled so that they will respect their mom. And then another tip for dad, never allow the kids to disrespect their mom. That's one thing that always has to be held sacred in the home, is that the kids respect their mom. And then, finally, listen to her without rolling your eyes. Listen to your mom without rolling your eyes. You know, back in Bible days, parents must have had this problem too, you know, with the kids rolling their eyes. You know how kids roll their eyes when the parents talk to them. Of course, my kids never do that, but some kids I've heard do, right? And look what Proverbs 30, verse 17 says. It says, the eye that mocks a father and despises a mother's instructions will be plucked out by ravens of the valley and eaten by vultures. Yuck! There goes the Bible being gross again. But teens, beware. Teens, beware. You got to show respect to mom. Let's look at the second great reason to show undying thanks to mom. This is point number two on your outline. And that is that mom gives you motherly love. Motherly love. What love on earth is stronger than a mother's love? It is truly a unique thing, isn't it? You've heard the expression, he has a face that only a mother could love, right? Well, why do we say that? Well, of course, it's because no matter how ugly you are, mom will still love you. Even if nobody else does, mom will love you. I'm sure that Darth Maul's mom loved him, right? He has a face that only a mother could love. And I'm sure she looked pretty nasty herself, too. So, motherly love is in a cat. We can take Darth Maul down now. Motherly love is in a category all by itself. The Bible recognizes the unique power of motherly love. Look at what it says in Isaiah chapter 49, verse 15. It says, can a mother forget her own baby and not love the child she bore? The question is meant rhetorically. No, mom can't forget her baby or fail to love that child. The prophet Isaiah is looking for an example of human love that is the least likely to fail. And as he considers all that's common to him, he says, the one thing that stands out is motherly love. That's the least likely to fail. It's in a category by itself. Many of you know that my mom suffers from Alzheimer's disease. She's in a home that's not far from here, and she hardly recognizes anyone, barely speaks. She's in the advanced stages of that disease. And yet, she still has that motherly instinct when she does speak. If we bring her a little treat or something, she always wants to share it. She always wants you to have some. And I'll tell you, I thank God for my mother. She's such a saintly woman, has been such a great example to me. And I wish she could be here to hear that. You know, on past Mother's Days, we've had sons and daughters come up here and talk about their moms and share about how much their mother's influence meant in their lives. What a powerful impact they made in their lives. And if we did that today, I'm sure we could spend all day just listening to you talk about how your moms have impacted your lives and stuck by you through thick and thin. When she was a little girl, our daughter Megan wrote a tribute to Debbie, her mom, my wife, and I have it up here. We actually framed it. It says at the top, "I love you, Mom," and this is normally hung up in our bedroom. And Megan was just a little girl. She wants me to emphasize that so you know that this was written a long time ago. But it says, "Delicate as a flower, elegant as a queen, beautiful as a rose, bright as a light bulb, infinitely kind, encouragement when I need it. Dear Mom, you're the best mom in the world, even though you can be a little weird. But you're always helpful to me. I love you. Have a great day. We all love you very much. Happy Mother's Day. Love, Megan. Kisses and hugs." So, you know, giving a tribute to your mom, it's an important thing to do. You might think, well, she knows I love her. Well, today is a good day to tell her, even though she may know it, to tell her and show her with an act of kindness. Tell her how much she means to you. Tell her how she's influenced you, how she's impacted your life, how she's shaped your character. Maybe your mother is no longer living. Well, you can honor her memory on Mother's Day by telling your kids or your grandkids about her life, how she influenced you. Tell her the stories, the funny ones, the touching ones. Tell them the lessons that she taught you, the things that shaped your character. Illustrate to them how that legacy, her legacy, lives on in you. That's one way of showing your love to her. You know, even motherly love can reach its limits or even fail completely. Some of us here may have been disappointed by our moms. Even mom isn't perfect. And yet, in those cases, we have to do what Jesus told us to do, and that is not hold a grudge and to forgive. But generally speaking, motherly love is in a category by itself, is it not? It's so powerful that God uses motherly love to illustrate an even greater love. Let's look again at that passage real quickly here in Isaiah, this time in its wider context. Notice, but the people of Jerusalem said, Isaiah 49, it actually picks up in verse 14, the people of Jerusalem said, the Lord has abandoned us. He has forgotten us. So the Lord answers, can a woman forget her own baby and not love the child she bore? Even if a mother should forget her child, I will never forget you. Jerusalem, I can never forget you. I have written your name on the palms of my hands. In those days, the people of Jerusalem had faced unthinkable hardships, and they were beginning to doubt God's love for them. They thought, God has just forgotten us. He's abandoned us. But God replies here through Isaiah the prophet, forgotten you? No way. My love for you is even greater than a mother's love for her baby, for her child. I can't forget you. I have written you, literally the Hebrew says, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Now think about it for a minute. Your hands, probably you see your hands more than any other part of your body. They're always in front of you. And the prophet here says, speaking for God, I have written you on the palms of my hands, so I could never, ever forget you. You know, the palms of your hands are great. When you want to remember a phone number, but you don't have anything to write on, where do you write it? Especially if you're a teenager. On your hand, right? Better than a sticky note. You're never going to forget it because it's always in front of you. Well, God says, I've written you, Jerusalem, on both of my hands. Not just one, but on both of my hands. I can't forget you. You're in front of me 24/7. Of course, we know God has no literal hands. God is eternal. He's an invisible spirit. He's not flesh and blood. But you know something, folks? 700 years after God spoke these words through Isaiah the prophet, he actually visited this planet by entering into the womb of a young woman, a virgin by the name of Mary. And then she gave birth to him in the form of a little child. He became man. And he lived here among us. And during those years that he walked this planet, he showed us what God was like and taught us his word. And at the end of that 30-some years, he gave the supreme demonstration of his love for us. Not just for Jerusalem. Not just for Israel, not just for all the people that were living at that time, but for all people living in all times, including you and me today. How did he do that? He did it by engraving you, as it were, on the palms of his hands. This time, in a physical and literal way. When Jesus died on the cross, he suffered the penalty that all of us deserve to suffer for our sins. He took it upon himself, that punishment, so that we could be forgiven and set free and have a relationship with him forever. That's what the cross is all about. All of our moral failures, all of our sins were put on Jesus, and he suffered them in our place. He was buried, and then 3 days later, he arose bodily from the dead. And now he offers eternal salvation to any and to all who will simply trust in him for eternal life, abandon their sins, and believe on him for everlasting life. Look at Romans 10, verses 9 and 10. Help me out when we come to the yellow print. He says, so you will be saved if you honestly say, Jesus is Lord, and if you believe with all your heart that God raised him from the dead. God will accept you and save you if you truly believe this and tell it to others. Every day, Jesus thinks of you. He's engraved you, your name, as it were, on the palms of his hands. If you've never entrusted your life to him, your eternal destiny to him, why not do it today? Have you ever responded to that love that he has for you by receiving Christ as your Lord and Savior? It's a radical, life-altering decision. But it all begins with a simple step of faith. If you'd like to know more about that, I invite you to come down here after the service. We've got our pastoral prayer team that can help you to make that very, very important decision. Today is a special day to honor Mom. She gave you life. She gives you motherly love. Treat her special today. Make this Mother's Day one that she'll always remember. And if Mom is no longer around, honor her memory today with your loved ones. Let's stand, and we're going to close our service right now. Father, thank you for our moms. I pray, Lord, that we would take the opportunity today to tell them and to show them that we're grateful for them. I pray that they would see that in us. If there's been trouble in our relationship, please help us to clear that up today. If we're holding a grudge, help us to forgive. Help us to show the love to her that you have for us, to pass it on. Most of all, Lord, thank you for your love for us that's even greater than a mother's love for her child. Thank you for the great demonstration of that in Jesus Christ, who's engraved us on the palms of his hands. We pray your blessing, Lord, on all who are here, especially the moms, in his name, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. God bless you. Happy Mother's Day.